Two soldiers stand before the same hill in Afghanistan. One sees an impossible 900-foot climb and collapses in despair. The other sees 600 feet, starts climbing, discovers an easier path, and reaches safety. The hill hasn't changed, but their realities couldn't be more different. This isn't a parable about attitude, it's neuroscience. University of Virginia researchers discovered that our perception of physical space literally shifts with our mindset. When exhausted or negative, hills appear steeper and backpacks feel heavier. Your brain receives 11 million pieces of information every second, but processes only 40 bits, a filtration ratio of 275,000 to 1. This forced selection creates your reality, and that reality determines whether you see possibility or impossibility. Here's what decades of research across 51 countries reveals. Success isn't primarily about IQ, talent, or grit. It's about perception itself, the ability to see a reality where success is possible. This positive genius is the hidden dimension that amplifies every other form of intelligence you possess. When you were 7 years old, could you navigate 7.2 miles through unfamiliar territory to reach something that mattered deeply to you? Most adults would struggle, yet children accomplish remarkable feats when guided by what researchers call meaning markers, things we feel emotionally connected to. Our brains constantly create mental maps based on these markers, and these maps determine which paths we see and which remain invisible. An experiment at Harvard asked students to draw maps of campus in 3 minutes. The results were revealing. Students unconsciously placed what mattered most at the center of their maps, their dorm, the library, the football field, while omitting or shrinking what didn't matter. Those who rarely studied made the massive Widener Library tiny or absent entirely. This isn't just about geography, it's about how we navigate life. The more meaning markers you add to your mental map, the more paths to success you create. But beware of map hijackers, negative attitudes disguised as meaningful goals. If pursuing something makes you chronically stressed and you can't explain why it matters in positive terms, it's likely hijacking your map. Just as the CIA bombed the Chinese embassy in 1999 using outdated maps, we sabotage ourselves with mental maps that no longer reflect reality. Marathon runners do something counterintuitive. They speed up at the end of grueling races, precisely when exhaustion should slow them down. This acceleration happens at what's called the X spot, the point where they can finally see the finish line. Paradoxically, this is also where cardiac arrests most commonly occur, prompting medical directors to station emergency crews at this critical juncture. What's happening neurologically? When your brain perceives success as probable, it releases powerful chemicals that accelerate performance. This isn't limited to marathons. It happens with any goal pursuit. Consider the coffee shop study. Customers given a 12-punch loyalty card with two pre-stamped punches progressed significantly faster than those starting with a blank 10-punch card, despite both groups needing exactly 10 purchases. The head start created perceived proximity to the goal, triggering faster action. But perception extends beyond proximity. In a clever golf experiment using the Ebbinghaus illusion, researchers surrounded identical holes with either large or small circles. When golfers perceived the hole as larger, surrounded by small circles, they made significantly more putts despite the actual hole size remaining unchanged. Your brain constantly calculates three variables: how far the goal is, how likely you are to achieve it, and the effort required. What's remarkable is these calculations aren't based on objective reality, but on your perception of reality. John Paulson made $19 billion by recognizing housing market collapse signals that others missed. Meanwhile, economist Irving Fisher catastrophically missed the 1929 crash, proclaiming stocks had reached a permanently high plateau just days before Black Thursday. The difference wasn't intelligence, it was the ability to differentiate signal from noise. Signal is information that's true, reliable, and alerts you to opportunities. Noise is everything negative, false, unnecessary, or preventing you from perceiving success as possible. Our senses receive up to 11 million pieces of information every second, yet our conscious brain processes only 40 bits. This creates a critical trade-off. The more negative information we absorb, the less positive signal we detect. Four criteria help identify noise: unusable information that won't alter your behavior, untimely information you won't use imminently, hypothetical information based on could be rather than what is, and distracting information that diverts attention from your goals. NFL coaches frequently ice the kicker by calling timeouts before crucial field goals, despite statistics showing this actually increases success rates from 77.3% to 79.7%. The fear of inaction feels worse than doing something, even something counterproductive. Keep worry proportional to actual likelihood, because worrying doesn't prevent bad outcomes, it just robs you of present moments. Once you've mastered positive thinking, the crucial next step is transferring that reality to others through positive inception, spreading constructive mindsets that spark transformative action. The dancing plague of 1518 shows how behaviors spread through social contagion, with one woman's dancing eventually affecting 400 villagers. This principle works equally for positive behaviors. University of Wisconsin researchers found that simply flexing facial muscles involved in smiling reduces anger and releases mood-improving dopamine. The power lead technique demonstrates that speaking first gives you remarkable influence. Former CBS News anchor Michelle Gielen observed how newscasts open with sensational negative stories that set the tone for entire programs. By consciously speaking first with positive framing, commenting on how well a sick friend looks rather than dwelling on illness, you rewrite interaction scripts. Professor Adam Grant's Wharton research shows that when both a leader and peer shared personal stories about work impact, sales skyrocketed 500% and revenue 700% compared to standard training. The key was authenticity. Hearing from peers who had walked the same path made messages both credible and actionable. Companies like Zappos master this by publishing annual culture books filled with unedited employee testimonials and encouraging team-specific traditions that create powerful bonds through shared experiences. The European Renaissance unleashed human potential through pioneers like Leonardo da Vinci and Galileo, who shattered conventional thinking. We're at the threshold of a similar renaissance, one of positive genius. You now have over 30 practical strategies and 50 scientific discoveries at your disposal. But knowledge with action remains theoretical. Start with one or two approaches that resonate most. Perhaps practice active optimism during your morning routine or use the 20-second rule to make positive habits accessible. The cost of inaction extends beyond personal stagnation. It represents missed innovations, unrealized potential, and limiting beliefs that constrain individuals and organizations. When you commit to transforming your reality and sharing that perspective, you trigger a cascade of changes, breakthrough innovations, stronger relationships, novel solutions to community challenges. The world needs positive geniuses, people who combine optimism with pragmatism, creativity with analysis, personal growth with collective advancement. This renaissance isn't just about individual success, it's about creating ripples that elevate entire communities. Your unique perspective, combined with these tools, could catalyze the next breakthrough that changes everything.